We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
Luke chapter 6. I want to read from I'll start at verse 45, because I think that this gives us a little better insight into the things that we're going to talk about here. Luke chapter 6, verse 45. Jesus says, "A good man out of the good treasure of his heart, he bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. And he that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Now I want us to turn to James, the first chapter, and I want us to read a passage of Scripture there that I think will add to this. James chapter 1. Verse 22, well, let's read verse 21 with that. "Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If any man be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man that beholding his face in a glass, or in a mirror." Now, when the Word of God talks about glass here, it's talking about the mirror of the Word of God. He beholds himself in the Word, in other words. The Word of God is a mirror to you. It reflects what you are. "He beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds." Now I want to call your attention to two or three things here. In verse 22, he said, "If ye be doers of the word and not hearers only, be ye doers of the word." In other words, James admonishes us to be doers of what the word says and not hearers only, because if you're hearers only, you deceive your own self. Now, Satan is called the deceiver. But if you're a hearer of the word and don't do the word, Satan doesn't have to deceive you. You've deceived your own self. If you look into the Scripture, into the mirror, to see your face, now when you look in a mirror, what do you see? You see what you are. You see the face you inherited, don't you? You may not like it. You may wish it wasn't the one that was there, but it is. That's what you inherited. That's yours. When you look into the Word of God, you see what you have inherited. From the promises of God, from the Word of God, you see an image there. God portrays an image in His Word of you. John said, "You are of God and have overcome the wicked one." Didn't say you could, said you have. "For greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world." So you see, there is the image or the face that we've inherited in Christ. That is the Word of God. But now he said, if a man looks in the Word and sees that, and then he turns around and doesn't act as though it were true, then he'll go out and he'll forget what manner of man he was. And when he goes out and faces the situations of life, and the situations of life begin to slap him in the face, then he forgets what the Word said and starts saying, "Why me, Lord? and he has a pity party. And he doesn't act on the Word of God. He has deceived his own self. Satan doesn't have to defeat him. He's already defeated because he's deceived. Now, the doer of the work, if any man be a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deeds. Now go with me back there to Luke's Gospel, the 6th chapter. Now listen to what Jesus said concerning this. Let's begin with verse 46. Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me heareth my sayings and doeth them. I will show you who is like. Now notice there's three things. There are three things that Jesus says that if you do, you will succeed in life. If you leave off one of those things, you're going to fail in life. Come to me, hear my sayings, and do them. Now that's quite simple, isn't it? I mean, that's just three simple things. But you see, simple things are not always easy, and easy things are not always simple. But it's very plain what Jesus is talking about, isn't it? If a man comes to me, first of all, if you're going to succeed in life, you're going to have to come to Jesus. There's people that have a measure of success and never have come to Jesus, but it never is real success because they may succeed financially and end up taking their own life. Or there's people today that give every dime they own if they could eat a cheeseburger with onions on it. You know, I mean, their health is gone. They have worn their bodies out, seeing dollar signs all the time, trying to be successful. Lost their family, lost their loved ones, lost their health. But Jesus said, if you want to be a success in life, come to me, hear my sayings, and do them. Without the doing of those things, you can be shipwrecked in life. Now notice what Jesus says. He is like a man that built a house and dig deep and laid the foundation on a rock. Now who's he talking about? The man that came to me, heard my sayings, and doeth them. He dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, not if the flood arose, when the flood arose. Now, you see, we've been criticized by some that say that we teach, and I say we, I'm talking about people that teach the Word of Faith message. You hear people say quite often, and you see things written that say that we say that you're never going to have any problems in life. Well, I don't know of anybody that's ever said that. I mean, you're going to have some problems in life. The only people I've ever heard mention that really is the people that accused us of saying it. I didn't say it. See, Jesus said, when the storm, when the stream beat, when the storm arose, there's going to be storms in life. Some of you are in the middle of them now. But if you'll take heed to the words of Jesus, he points you out of those situations. Deliverance comes through the Word of God. Psalms 107, verse 20, speaking of the children of Israel, said that God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Now, he didn't say that he sent his word to heal them. See, if he had sent his word to heal them, it might have been strong enough to heal them, but it might not have healed them. But he said he sent his word and healed them. When God sends his word, he's convinced that it does the job. It will not return unto him void. Now he said he's like a man that built a house, dig deep, laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. Now let me call your attention to the fact that he laid the foundation and he laid it on the rock. Now, quite often we get the idea, and you hear people say this sometimes, well, you see, one of these fellows was saved and the other wasn't. No, both of these. How many of you know that he's not talking about a housing project here? This is not a housing project that he's talking about. Jesus had a way of reaching out here and getting the natural things and bringing them together with spiritual things to show you how the Word of God would work for you. So he's not talking about a housing project. He's talking about two individual lives. One of them succeeded in life, and no storm, no thing that was brought against him could cause him to fail, and the other one failed immediately. And it was because of one thing that he did not do the Word of God, did not do the sayings of Jesus. So to be successful in life, we must do the sayings of Jesus. See, now the rock is the Word of God. That's the rock it's talking about. That's the place that you put the foundation. You lay the foundation on a rock, and it's solid. The footing's solid. It'll stand in a storm. But you see, the rock is the Word of God, or Christ, which is the Word of God. He was the Word personified. So he's saying this man, everything that he does is based on the Word of God. Now see, the foundation is not being saved. The foundation is not being filled with the Holy Spirit. The foundation is not doing good things. The foundation is doing the sayings of Jesus, doing what he said to do.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Now, our book offer this week is book offer number 7508. That's 7508. It's called Success Motivation Through the Word. This is a 177-page paperback for $11 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $15. God's wisdom and God's will is prosperity for your life. Did you know it's God's will for you to prosper? If you get a hold of the Word of God and begin to confess the Word and admit that God has given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, Peter says, He hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness. How? Through the exceeding great and precious promises. Success Motivation, this book will give you insight into how to allow the Holy Spirit to give you wisdom that it is God's will for you to prosper. And then we have a chapter in here that deals with doing the sayings of Jesus. Did you know that Jesus said, Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, be cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, believe what he saith, it'll come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Say to the mountain of debt, You'll never hinder me again long as I live. I'm declaring it in Jesus' name. My needs are met according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is what I call talking kingdom language. This will give you the insight in this book to put into motion the things that will cause you to prosper in life. And I'll tell you what, it is recession-proof, the principles of the Word of God. That's book offer number 7508, Success Motivation Through the Word of God. It'll change your life. And how to prosper even in times like these. Book offer number 7508, 177-page paperback for $11 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $15.
We have a toll-free auto line, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you that the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area. The Word is working on.